Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim, Klal Dalad, Simon Vav. We're learning the halachas of Kol. We presented a question: how do you understand this hisser? This is an hisser which is based in the Surm of Arias. It's a form of erva, mirabonan. The Chayadim says it's mirabonan. Chazal gave Kol the equivalent status of erva that we have to the issues of vision of lo yirebecha ervas dover. Or alternatively, this is a chashash of hearer. It arouses a person, and that becomes problematic. And so which one is it? So the Mishnah Berurah's approach, and there are those who disagree with the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Ayin Hei, and Sifkat and Yud Zayin, says that the issue of Zemer applies even to a woman who is not married. For the regards to Kriya Shema, that applies even to a woman who is not married, but regards to the general Isser of hearing a woman sing, if the woman is not an Erva, it would be mutter to hear her sing. Now, so that means a woman who is married, any one of the relatives which is Osir, a woman who is a Nida, have a status of Erva. And since our single girls, once they reach the age of maturity, physical maturity, halacha's assumption is that they are nidos. They do not go to the mikvah until they get married. And once they're married, they're eshes ish. So from the age of 11 and on, the Mishnah Berurah paskens that a person cannot listen to the kol of a penuya, of a woman who's single, from the age of 11 and on. But under the age of 11, it's mutter. So now, if the concern is because of lo sikra la galos erva, the Mishnah Berurah's approach is very clear. The issue is part of the isurim of erva. There's no issur of erva to this woman. She's not an erva to him in any way. The Torah describes women which are prohibited. This woman is permitted. A woman who's a nida is asur, but a woman who's an eshish is asur. Relatives are asur. But this woman is not none of those. So if the concern is, a concern of hearer, that it might arouse the person, then we have an interesting question. Do we say that since the natural instinct is towards young girls, we don't have that issue, therefore it's mutter or not? So that's not as clear. The Shabur assumes that it's definitely permitted, but then he adds a caveat that the person should not have in mind not if shloya lechav and lohanas mizeh. Now, which he's permitting, he has to also be careful that he shouldn't have intent to have pleasure from it. So it seems the Chofetz Chaim is saying that they're both concerns. There's the issue of erva. Kol became a form of erva. Erva is halacha to a woman as an erva. So therefore, any woman which has some form of erva, whether it's neither, eshes ish, etc., or kol is a problem, even though the person has no intent to benefit from it. A woman who's not an erva, that iser is removed. We still have the concern that the person should not have in mind to derive pleasure from it, and that's going to be a concern of hearer. So both elements are true according to the Mishnah Berurah. Now we said that the kol of arayas or usher, as the Mishnah Berurah does not give any type of exception for the relatives which a person does not have a Yetzirah to. We know that the Yachin Kesset the Gedolo, because of the problem of Arias and Klai Yisrael, daven that Hashem should remove the Yetzirah for Arias. The more it says that when Hashem did that, that the function of society was affected. Because that the desire is part of what moves society. So they modified it. They said, remove the Yetzirah for the close relatives. So a son with a mother, a father with a daughter, this Yetzirah was removed. So the natural instinct of a father to a daughter or a mother to a son, there's no concern about arayas. Apparently, at one point in time, Chazal there was. So Mishnah Berurah is construing this as a form of erva. What about in regards to relatives? Would there be a problem with relatives? So the assumption that there is not, then we'll clarify that a little bit more in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.